Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Shelby Rose. The University of Houston and its police department are investigating an online video involving a graduate student who also works as an adjunct professor. The video shows the professor taking part in a discussion about child sexual exploitation and child sexual abuse. And it also accuses the professor of purchasing child sexual abuse material. UH says it is aware of the video and has a zero tolerance policy for this type of activity. The university says the professor has been immediately suspended from the classroom while the investigation continues. They go on to add, further action could include contacting the district attorney's office. Houston Mayor John Whitmire blames Harris County District Attorney Sean Teer for a sharp spike in misdemeanor marijuana arrests over the past 3 years. But data analyzed by Houston Public Media shows an uptick in prosecutions by the DA's office in 2024 before Teer took office. News 88.7's Dominic Anthony Walsh has more.
After we first reported on a nearly 1,200% increase in misdemeanor marijuana arrests under Whitmire compared to the 3 years before he took office, he said it was due, quote, largely to the change in district attorney. According to our analysis of criminal court records, the DA's office is prosecuting more marijuana cases. But the first spike happened in 2024, from 256 prosecutions the year before to nearly 1,700. And that was before Sean Teer took office in 2025. Jeff Reichman, principal consultant at January Advisors, first published an analysis of prosecution data.
Ultimately, this is a policing issue. This is whether or not police choose to arrest for these offenses.
The uptick in prosecutions came despite a diversion program operated between the DA and law enforcement. Under Teer, diversions have again outpaced prosecutions. I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh, News 88.7.
And you can see the data at HoustonPublicMedia.org. In sports, the Astros secured a series win over the Philadelphia Phillies last night, taking 2 out of 3 games. Houston is now 3 games ahead.